Geopolitical tensions are escalating, inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures crisis. Wars, disasters, no calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures. You need to take a fresh look at gold steadying your portfolio. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with new IRAs this month. Help shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Tim and the Charlie Kirk Show. Donald Trump off the ballot in Colorado. We talk about this story and we analyze it and connect it with another seemingly unrelated story. You're going to love it in this breaking news episode. Thank you guys who attended America Fest. We deeply appreciate it. Please consider making a year-end gift to Turning Point USA at TPUSA.com. If you do that, you get a free copy of The College Scam, best-selling book. And please consider becoming a member of the Charlie Kirk team. That's charliekirk.com and click on the members tab, charliekirk.com. Click on the members tab and you guys get access to amazing content, including our exclusive conversation with Tucker Carlson. Listen to this little teaser.
I think people have a lot in common because they're all people. I really believe that. I know you think I'm like playing Dr. Seuss or something, but I really believe that. I think the race stuff is totally overblown to this day. And I've heard I'm very hated. I've never one time had any black person come up to me and be like, you're racist. I hear all the time I'm a racist, which I'm not. I'd admit it if I was. I'm not. The only people who've ever called me racist are like angry 49-year-old white female lawyers. They're super convinced I'm a racist. Every black person I ever meet is like, hey, man. So I'm serious. I mean, maybe – I don't know, but I can only tell you my own experience. And I think most people don't spend all day mad about race. And you don't want to live in a country where they do, trust me, at all. So we have a lot in common, and I hope that people realize that before it's too late.
All right, become a member, everybody. CharlieKirk.com. That's CharlieKirk.com. Click on the members tab, and it's affordable for all ages. It's affordable for all people, and it helps us out, helps us grow and stay uncancelable. Go to CharlieKirk.com and become a member. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Thank you all for attending America Fest and supporting Turning Point USA. And we'll talk more about America Fest and some big takeaways. I have some very specific takeaways of our 13,000 patriots that were there at the Phoenix Convention Center. It was absolutely amazing. And God bless you guys for your support and your prayers. The Turning Point USA staff, they're getting some well-earned time off. They're getting some well-earned rest. But we're back here in the studio and lots to talk about. Yesterday, the Colorado Supreme Court, right before Christmas, by the way, and we've been warning about this. We've been saying, look, what is coming into 2024, it's going to be unlike anything we've ever seen. This is not going to be a traditional year. This is not going to be something that you can plan and that you can predict. We're going to try to map it out the best we can, and we're going to be spending our couple days here in studio before Christmas trying to anticipate with moves and counter moves what the bad guys are going to do. And they are showing their hand, and they might have just been too aggressive yesterday. This is I think, a strategic mistake. I'm going to tell you, actually, I think they've overshot. I think they've overplayed their hand. They've allowed their intensity, their passion, their hatred of Donald Trump to go too far too early. They basically pulled the nuclear option way ahead of time. And of course, this is predictable because these people have no self-control. So what are the facts? The Colorado Supreme Court yesterday ruled Donald Trump not allowed on the ballot. The left is constantly warning us about fascism, dictatorship, and civil war, and talking about democracy. Now remember, every time you hear democracy, what's the word you replace it with? Oligarchy. Every time you hear them say democracy, oligarchy. They say democracy, we say oligarchy, because that's what they mean. They don't mean representative government. They don't mean elections. They don't mean power to the people. They mean people in closed rooms who get to decide your future. They do not want representative government. They want a philosopher king, a ruling class. The left is creating the tyranny that it endlessly warned about. And we got our latest, most powerful confirmation of that yesterday when the 100% Democrat Colorado Supreme Court voted 4-3 to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. Now, I have to take a detour here. Colorado is without a doubt one of the saddest political stories of the last couple decades. Colorado used to be a ruby red state. There's a terrific book that I encourage all of you to read if you have nothing else to do. It's called Blueprint. And it's these Democrat operatives that brag about how they turned Colorado from red to blue. Blueprint is an amazing book. It talks about how they got mail-in balloting, mass mail-in balloting. They relaxed signature and voter registration requirements. They focused on wedge ballot referendum issues. They focused on abortion and legalization of weed. They got all sorts of donors in a room and they focused on local, 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 and they turned Colorado from a red state, a reliably red state, to and I mean this. In some ways, Colorado is worse than California. I know that sounds extreme, but Colorado in some ways is more Marxist and more captured than parts of California. So Colorado, it makes sense that this comes out of Colorado. And by the way, the Christians and the conservatives have been beat into submission in Colorado. I do a lot of traveling. When I speak in California, the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots, the freedom fighters, they are on fire, even though they're outnumbered. I love our California conservatives. They're some of my favorite people in the country. I, of course, love our Colorado conservatives, but they are beat down in Colorado. There is not that fighting spirit that I see in California. I'm sorry, I'm just being honest. Not to say that they're not trying, but the Colorado conservatives, they are just submissive to the regime. So it makes sense this comes out of Colorado. And by the way, what is Colorado? Colorado is the second most college-educated state in the country, Massachusetts and Colorado. So of course it makes sense that New York Times, MSNBC-style opinions find their way into Colorado. Now, Colorado, why would Colorado have the second most college graduates of any state in the country? A lot of tech companies, beautiful place to live, and a lot of people who graduate from college, get their degrees, come to Colorado. They keep their toxic ideology, and they've turned Colorado into a dystopian hellscape. So the Colorado Supreme Court voted 4-3 to kick Donald Trump off of the primary ballot, and presumably the general election ballot as well. So has Donald Trump been convicted of a crime? Did Donald Trump burn down a Wendy's? Did Donald Trump get, you know, take an axe and start murdering people? What is Donald Trump convicted of? Well, Donald Trump is currently under indictment, but not even under indictment of anything that would disqualify him from ballot access. The grounds for this, the court says, in a massive ruling over 100 pages long, Donald Trump engaged in insurrection by inviting supporters to D.C. and giving a speech where he encouraged them to, quote, fight. Has Donald Trump been indicted for insurrection? No, not yet, and he probably won't. Now, this all is around the most, it is a necessary amendment. The media always misquotes me on this, obviously, but it is too broadly written, and this amendment is overused by really bad people to reshape the country. And it's the 14th Amendment. Specifically, here is in my handy-dandy Turning Point USA Constitution, it says that anybody who is an insurrectionist shall not serve. No person shall be senator, representative of Congress, president, hold any office. Time out, time out, time out, time out. Hold on. Even if Donald Trump was an insurrectionist, even he's allowed to run for office. Just holding office and running are two different things, technically. So there is no constitutional ground that the Colorado Supreme Court stands on. But he's not an insurrectionist because January 6th was not an insurrection. Where are the weapons? You have an unarmed insurrection? Where's the meeting where Donald Trump met with the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers? Or if this was an insurrection, this would be the fakest, dumbest insurrection in history. Play cut 42.
Know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. What kind of insurrection is that? So they use this provision in the 14th Amendment that abolish slavery, which is necessary and a moral good for society, but they also couple this with, quote, shall have engaged in insurrectional rebellion against the same. This is why we need a new January 6th committee. I've said it for a while. January 6th is the cornerstone of so many of the 2024 shenanigans. You want to counter move the moves of the regime, you have to set the record straight of what happened on January 6th. It was a deep state insurrection, if anything. It was the intel agencies embedding, infiltrating, and provoking activity. And of course, there were a handful of people that acted improperly. Of course, there were a handful of people that did things that they should not have done inexcusably. But 99% of the people there on January 6th did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. We just had one on our show, Massaquoi, an amazing patriot. Massaquoi came on our program and he's facing a year in prison and felony counts because he took five steps into the Capitol and came back and the FBI raided his home and took his devices and been spying on him for 2 years. And he gets off a plane, Siaka Massaquoi, and they arrest him. Trump never did any of these things. This is so deep. We're going to spend the whole hour on this story, everybody. But by the way, it involves the monument at Arlington National Cemetery. It involves the Civil War references. All of this ties together. We have said for a while that we're in the midst of a cold civil war. We are in the middle of a slow motion civil war of the Washington, D.C. and the regime against the citizenry. The sooner we recognize and realize that, they are so afraid of you, terrified of what they are seeing. I believe they have overreached and they have said, nope, you don't even get the right to vote for Donald Trump. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. While back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells. So if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since you used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155 or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. For entire lifetimes, the standard for controlling speech in this country has been that if you are accused of criminal speech, you must incite imminent lawless action. And that doesn't even include vaguely saying we should overthrow the government. It means specific time, place, and manner. For example, go do XYZ to that man over there, or go break into the place right there, right now, right there. And by the way, the threshold for incitement is very, very, very high. This is a mockery of a ruling, but it reeks of desperation. There is no spin around. And even Morning Mika, even Rachel Maddow, when I listened to the Rachel Maddow call-in session, when she calls in MSNBC, it was not... Rachel Maddow sounded like an NPR reporter. If you didn't know it was Rachel Maddow, you'd think it would be somewhat of an NPR reporter, of a center-left tilt of just kind of a fact pattern. It was very, very revealing to me. So Rachel Maddow calls into MSNBC. And yeah, this clip is worth it. And this is the most wild thing she says. It's not crazy for a democracy thing to do in our democracy. But honestly, the general call-in of Rachel Maddow and MSNBC was extremely vanilla for kind of her commentary. Because deep down, even MSNBC knows this is really, really uncharted territory here. The party of democracy says that you do not have a constitutional right to vote for a former president. And the obvious thing that nobody is mentioning, hello, based on all polls that we're told are gold standard, he's the front runner and he is the betting odds favorite in certain online betting markets. Blake, can you go do the thing where you look at the betting markets predicted or whatever? I'm just curious. Last time I checked, it said that Donald Trump was favored, which again, those things go up and down and who knows. But the polls show that Donald Trump is up. Donald Trump is up. So now we live in a country where four people in a private room can say that 75 million people are not allowed to vote for a former president. Is that the country you want to live in? That's the country we are in. Where four people can say Trump is a threat to our democracy. Oh, is Donald Trump is the favorite? Okay. According to the betting odds, am I looking at that right? Yeah. So the Donald Trump is the favorite to win the presidency. So if you look at the, by the way, the betting markets are very interesting. The betting markets, because, you know, there's bluster in the polls, but when money comes in, you can see stuff. Same when, you know, college football betting or NFL betting. Right now, according to the betting markets, Donald Trump is the favorite to become president next year. Again, that could change. So the person who is favored to become president, you can have four lunatics. Lunatics. Say, nah, not going to happen. Here's Rachel Maddow, play cut 38.
I mean, listen, I think in the broad strokes in terms of our democracy, there are very few magic wands. That said, yeah. This is not a crazy thing for a democracy to do. This is this is something that our own Congress did in 1868 after our own Civil War, specifically to preclude anybody from holding office in this country who had engaged in insurrection against this country. And so it's not unheard of, but it would be an incredible wild card.
Wait, hold on a little bit. This is why this all ties together. We are in the midst of a cold civil war. We don't know it, but they think it. They call us Confederates. So Rachel Maddow says, well, it's not a crazy thing to do if Jefferson Davis is running for the presidency. She's basically calling Donald Trump a slave-owning Confederate. This was the inevitable end point. By the way, they're doing this for a variety of reasons. They want to justify violence against you. They want to justify, if it happens, an assassination attempt against Donald Trump. And we need to say that publicly. That's what they're doing here. Well, we've run out of options. We've tried to kick him off the ballot. We've tried to do this. And the pesky Constitution gets in the way. And some lunatic is going to call for Donald Trump to be taken out. In fact, that's not an exaggeration. They did Broadway play after Broadway play, fantasizing the assassination of Trump. Snoop Dogg. Bette Midler, that other psycho crazy person. What's her? Well, I think Bette Midler said something. But Kathy Griffin, with the decapitated head of Donald Trump. They have been fantasizing murdering Donald Trump for 7 years. They're setting the optics and the narrative and the philosophical rationalization and justification to kill you, to raid your home, put you in prison, and take out the leader of the movement. And there is not an ounce, an inch, or a sliver, an iota of exaggeration in that. As the Colorado Supreme Court, four people can disenfranchise 75 million. Dark clouds are gathering as markets shudder. Stocks are sinking and currency stumbling. Fear and uncertainty reign. The Middle East, Ukraine, Taiwan, the debt, it is endless. Yet one asset historically stands firm. It is gold. In crisis after crisis, gold is there in the background. Its enduring value guards against loss, like a missile shield against incoming. If paper wealth burns, gold has shown the strength to persist. Noble Gold says to shield your savings against looming threats, war, recession, contagion, and avoid the frenzy panic of the unprepared. Noble Gold says take control in the chaos. Brave warriors say that fortune favors decisive action. Noble warns to get a hold of gold now before the price could be out of reach. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every new IRA. Claim your free coin today as this new storm gathers, panic looms, and some of the places you were thinking of for your money, well, they don't look so clever anymore. We balance our asset mix to shield a future from disaster. Research opening a Noble Gold Investments IRA to claim your free bullion coin today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com now. noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I could personally speak of for their service. Colin does an amazing job at noblegoldinvestments.com. Has the left unintentionally given us a Christmas gift with this ruling? This is a bad ruling. It is trash. It is dangerous. It is unprecedented. Thankfully, the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, is going to weigh in on this. But the argument that they are making, the Colorado Supreme Court made, is that, well, he incited violent activity. Now, one of the most revealing things about this ruling is of the 7 justices on the Supreme Court, 4 of them went to elite top 14 law schools, and 3 of them went to the Regional University of Denver Law School. And that is exactly the breakdown of Tuesday's ruling. The elitist eggheads convinced themselves that they were protecting democracy by abolishing free elections and free speech, while the 3 less quote-unquote prestigious judges did not fall for that nonsense despite them being Democrats. So the divide on the Colorado Supreme Court is, where were they educated? The ones that want Donald Trump off the ballot went to the creme de la creme schools. Now, there's another news story that seems unrelated to this. And people say, oh, you know, this is a separate story. It's all tied together. And it involves a Civil War memorial. Arlington National Cemetery. This monument at Arlington National Cemetery is one of the great pieces of work. It's America's most noteworthy sculptors. Moses Ezekiel, a Jewish man, who was put up in 1914, a half century after the Civil War. As a testament to the nation's reconciliation, Woodrow Wilson spoke at the dedication. He called it an emblem, not of the South, but a reunited people. And for a century, that's what it was. But now the monument is being ripped down pointlessly, not for the sake of reconciliation, but the exact opposite, to create hatred, anger, and discord. Why would the left do this? This is all connected. Trump off the ballot, January 6th, the national security state, the 2024 election, and statues at the Arlington National Cemetery. It's all working pieces of the same operation. It's because the left sees us in a cold civil war already. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say we're in a civil war, some people say, I don't like that, Chat. We are in one whether you like it or not. You are in the midst of a cold civil war. They will do whatever it takes to hold on to power. They will throw away the United States Constitution. This means nothing to them. They will deploy their activist proxies in the streets. They will kick us off of social media. They will keep our patriots in pre-trial gulag-style solitary confinement detention. That's how you act if you're at war, not if you're trying to govern a country. The way the left is acting and the way that we are just kind of, oh, wow, we need corporate tax cuts. They're acting as if they want to administer a death blow because they think that we, patriots, are the greatest threat to the republic. And how many times do we need to hear them say it? So they're taking down this monument, 46, you can put it up, which is a beautiful monument. By the way, I mean, I don't know where it's going, but Turning Point USA would be honored to put in a bid to put it on campus here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm sure it would be a crying shame if that thing would be melted, but I don't know what the process is. I'd be happy to raise money for it. I don't know what it is, okay? I'm not trying to do it for ego or anything. It would be a heavy tragedy. Blake would probably know. Are they incinerating it? Are they just going to, we should sue over that, by the way. Oh, Youngkin has plans to take it. Good for you. Good. Governor of Virginia has it. I'll step back. So that, good for him. Good for you, Governor Youngkin. That's the right thing to do. But that monument there is about reconciliation. So they take down the monument, and then this affirmative action moron, Mara Gay, who probably is related to the other affirmative action moron that runs Harvard, Claudia Gay, who says what they all are thinking. Now, to Morning Joe's credit, Morning Joe seems like slightly bothered by all this. Joe Scarborough is like, well, what do you have to say about them just beat him at the ballot box? And Mara Gay, who's a New York Times reporter, this is not some fringe campus purple-haired activist. This is a New York Times reporter. She reveals the whole ballgame. She tells you that they believe they're in the Civil War. She says that if you support Donald Trump, you are in the Confederacy. And to tie it all together, what is the amendment they're using to kick Donald Trump off the ballot? The 14th Amendment. What is the argument that Rachel Maddow used also on MSNBC? Well, this is not that unusual. Congress, after the Civil War, kicked people off the ballot. Hello, everybody. They're telling you that they're at war against you. Play cut 30.
To the Republican candidate's argument that this should be, the voters should have the say and not the courts.
Why are you standing with Confederates who betrayed this country? And this is what they're standing with, is the spirit of those Confederates rather than the Americans who came together after a long and brutal civil war that was fought to keep the Union together, and clearly saw a threat in ex-Confederates running for office, so much so that they amended the Constitution to prevent those traitors from running for office. That should send a message that our election system, our electoral system, can be used for nefarious purposes against the democracy itself.
So there's affirmative action woman at the New York Times calling you a Confederate traitor. She's saying that if you went to January 6th, you're a traitor to the country. This is why the January 6th narrative is the baseline of this, everybody. It's so tempting to walk away from it. Ooh, it's just, I don't like what happened that day. I don't know. No. This is, if you allow them to tell the story of January 6th, the downstream effects are that the whole country gets obliterated. The lack of truth around January 6th, the suppression of what actually happened, is directly correlated with ballot access. It's directly correlated with your right to vote for who you want to vote. And by the way, before I play this next clip, if you're a Democrat and you're okay with this, you're a bad person. You're showing us that you can't beat us at the ballot box, so you want four people in a private room to cheat. This is cheating. This is not the way that representative government operates. So what actually happened on January 6th? Were these people part of the Confederacy? Were they raising up their AR-15s to go hunt down lawmakers and take over the government? Play cut 43.
Most yeah. January 6th people, I've interviewed a lot of them, as you have, and they're all, I mean, they were there because they believe in the system, because they all
That's
had
right.
pocket constitutions. They thought it was real, and they were so shocked to see their election stolen, which obviously it was, and that they marched on the Capitol. But they were there to uphold the system, and some did it imperfectly, and some got out of hand, of course. But this guy is there to degrade it, to defile it on purpose. Like, there's no reason to do that in a hearing room.
He's talking about the Senate staffer who filmed himself having gay sex in a Senate hearing room and then played a victim. Story that we will cover, which, by the way, what he did is worse than what 99% of people did on January 6th. But we'll put that aside. That's Tucker at the Turning Point USA conference, Timcast. And he says it perfectly. The people that were there on January 6th were not trying to overthrow anything. They were trying to say, why don't you listen to us? Follow this. These are the types of people that will go to a Tea Party meeting and start handing out pocket constitutions. They're the type of people that will stay up to 2 or 3 a.m. watching reruns of Fox News, making sure they got all the notes. These are people that make sure the flag is up at 5 a.m. on July 4th, on Memorial Day. These are people that will do anything for the country. These are not insurrectionists. The framing what happened on January 6th is now one of the most important elements of what we are living through. And it's tempting to back away from it. Oh, we don't want it. No, no, no. How many federal agents were there? Who planted the pipe bombs? All of these are answers that we need. In fact, they are necessary. And Speaker Johnson, believe it or not, Speaker Johnson's lack of releasing all the January 6th tapes is tied to this ballot access. Speaker Johnson, release them all. Enough of this slow drip thing. Oh, you know, we have to. You are playing some sort of game, Speaker Johnson. You have not released them all. He says, oh, you know, federal law enforcement, forget it. You are your own branch of government, Speaker Johnson. You don't answer to the FBI. The FBI answers to you. That is a separate branch of government. It happened on the legislative turf. It happened on Article 1 turf. If it happened on Article 2 turf, they control it. If January 6th happened at the Department of Interior, you don't have any jurisdiction there. It happened on Article 1 turf. Every camera is yours. Capitol Grounds is yours. So release all the tape, Speaker Johnson. Enough patty cake. Oh, I have to wait because people's identities and January 6th, FBI and all this. Cut it out. Release it all. This Christmas, the new film from director George Clooney arrives. It's a rag-to-riches absolute crowd-pleaser based on the number one New York Times best-selling book. This inspirational true story about one of the most difficult sports in the world and the 1936 University of Washington College rowing team that competed for gold at the Summer Games in Berlin will inspire you. This team rowed out of need to eat, need to sleep, and it gave them an edge that captures the power of working together to overcome all odds while rowing for America. They don't make movies like this anymore, and it's filled with wholesome content that makes it an ideal multi-generational movie for Christmas. Joel Edgerton and Callum Turner star in this exciting and incredible story of courage, hard work, and determination, showcasing America at its best. Believe in each other. Believe in the impossible. The Boys in the Boat, open Christmas Day in theaters only. Get tickets now, boysintheboatmovie.com. Okay, so all these pieces tie together. All of these pieces come together, okay? So the State Department routinely lectures other countries for a low score on democracy. We're supposed to hate Russia. Again, I don't like Russia. I don't like Putin. It's not a free society. But are we really in a place to lecture Russia when our own state-based Supreme Courts kick former presidents off the ballot? Well, the president of El Salvador, Bukele, came out and he had a great quote. He said the following last evening. He said that, quote, the United States has lost its ability to lecture any other country about democracy. We're acting more like Russia than Russia is at times. At times, we act more like Russia than Russia does. The people that are so invested in democracy, they want to eliminate elections. In fact, March 26th, 2021. It was re-aired on this, and I'm going to read something from the great Rush Limbaugh. This is after he passed away, I believe. Quote, the Democrats don't believe in giving legitimacy to anybody who's not already on their side. So is this who they are psychologically? If they have no interest in persuading people, if they have no interest in acquiring power as a massive public support, then who are they? What are they? They simply want to have power. The Democrats want to eliminate elections as we know it. And Rush Limbaugh is exactly right. Rush Limbaugh was spot on. This is not normal circumstances. And when I talk, and I want to just say before I go into this, the donors to Turning Point USA and the donors to Turning Point Action, they get it. More and more people that have wealth, that have stature, are waking up. There is not this malaise. That's one of my takeaways from America Fest. It was top and bottom, full spectrum. People are getting the stakes. They are understanding the stakes. Now, how is this going to play out technically? This will go to the U.S. Supreme Court, thankfully. I would not be shocked if we get a 6-3, 7-2, maybe even a 9-0 decision, and they could put this to bed. Thank the Lord the Supreme Court is not like the Colorado Supreme Court. But everybody, if we don't win this coming November, if we don't win, they're going to make the U.S. Supreme Court like the Colorado Supreme Court very quickly. You want to see what's coming next? Thank goodness the Supreme Court has lifetime appointments. You want to know one of the great arguments for lifetime appointments on the Supreme Court? It's a way for the conservative values of a couple decades ago to still have a voice in a out-of-control progressive era. Now, the Democrats hate that. The Democrats say, why should Clarence Thomas be there for 20 or 30 years? In some ways, it's this intergenerational check and balance of people that have passed away to still have a voice in the government. I think that's awesome, actually. And by the way, we might get Kagan. Don't not be shocked that it's 7-2 or 6-3. Thankfully, our system is spread across time, space, and geography. The founding fathers, thank you, gave us a check and a balance to these very dangerous people. These very dangerous people on the Colorado Supreme Court. These people on the Colorado Supreme Court are more dangerous than a lot of other people that we're told to hate. The left knows that we're in a cold civil war. They are calling you the Confederacy, and they're playing to win. Maybe we should start to as well. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.